From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, a law allowing physician-assisted suicide takes effect in Washington state. It's only the second such law in the country. Assisting in a suicide is officially a crime in most other states, including Georgia. There, prosecutors recently charged four members of a group called the Final Exit Network. Investigators say the group could be involved in the deaths of as many as 300 people. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
John Selmer's family was furious after they found pamphlets and books linked to the Final Exit Network. They knew the 58-year-old man had been depressed because of cancer that had attacked his jawbone, but he was recovering and not terminally ill. So authorities set up a sting where an undercover agent posed as a man with pancreatic cancer who wanted to die.
He made contact, made an application, and then received calls and was visited by their group to go over what would transpire.
Spokesman for the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, John Bankhead, says the agent was instructed to buy a so-called exit bag, which looks like a shower cap that would be pulled over his head, and two tanks of helium.
The helium that's used, in essence, cuts off the oxygen supply, and so you suffocate. And it might take 12, 10 seconds to pass out, but according to our medical examiner, those few seconds are an eternity.
The day of the arrests, a group member called an exit guide and the agent rehearsed the assisted suicide.
He got on top of the agent while the agent was lying on a bed and held down both hands so the agent couldn't move. And that's the issue here at hand. You're not talking about someone trying to explain how to commit suicide. You're talking about a group that's actively involved in the process itself.
Officers executed search warrants in 14 locations in 8 states, including Georgia, Florida, Maryland, and Colorado. Four members of the group have been charged with assisting in a suicide, tampering with evidence by removing equipment, and racketeering.
We think it's a human right in the 21st century to terminate your own life.
Jerry Dinson is a clinical psychologist and president of the Final Exit Network. He denies members are actively involved in anyone's death.
They don't hold anybody down. Definitely don't hold anybody down. We do hold people's hands. We're not interested in people dying if they don't want to die. We're only interested in being there with people who are convinced that their quality of life is so bad that they don't want to live anymore.
Dinson says the group has about 3,000 members across the country. He acknowledges John Selmer in Georgia was a member who had several surgeries that left him with a deformed face. And he says Selmer didn't want to live that way.
His illness was of such a nature that he himself couldn't stand the quality of life that he had, and it probably wasn't going to get better.
According to an affidavit, Selmer's wife was cleaning up when she found papers documenting the group's involvement in her husband's death and two editions of the book, Final Exit. The network recommends the book to members considering whether they want to end their lives. Another group, Compassion and Choices, lobbies for physician-assisted suicide laws. President Barbara Coombs Lee says outdated laws criminalizing assisted suicide are to blame for this group's practices.
People on the Final Exit Network are kind of testing the boundaries of what is acceptable and unacceptable in these very vague, broad assisted suicide laws. But there are better ways to make laws, than to wait and see what people do on their own and then go to a court and a trial and a jury and see if that broke the law or not.
More than half the states have laws that criminalize assisted suicide. Oregon and Washington are the only two states to pass laws that allow physician-assisted suicide. Bill Colby with the Center for Practical Bioethics says this demonstrates how murky the law really is.
It's not in many areas where we have a question, is the same action a crime, or do we in fact have a constitutional right to that activity? So it's, again, the law sets boundaries, but my sense is that at the end of life that questions about prosecution are a little grayer.
The courts are likely to spend a lot of time considering the difference between telling or showing someone how to kill himself and what is actively assisting in a suicide. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.